And we're back. We've been digging some shit. Now we're talking to Mindy about her drums. Where are we right now?
Right now we're at BOSO. Bamboo drumsticks, which I'm trying out since I'm usually particular to Japanese oak. We'll see how bamboo does.
We're going to see how bamboo does. Usually Mindy chooses the Promar Neil Peart signature Japanese oak drumsticks. But we're going to give this a try.
I know you so well.
And I know that you're more about the thickness. No, the weight opposed to the thickness, right? The weight. The weight of the drums. She needs the weight. She needs the wood to be heavy wood. Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be that thick, but it does have to be heavy.
Okay, let's hold it just a little bit further away because when you see that orange light turn or that light turn orange, you're flipping.
Oh, okay. All right. So right now we're good. All right.
We can interview the dude about it.
Yeah, let's. What do you want to interview him about? Oh, those are their shemales. Shemales. Oh, they're gone.
Hey guys.
Hi. Sorry.
How are you? I'm trying out the bamboo drumsticks here.
Okay, that's cool.
She's a drummer.
That helps.
Oh no.
That helps.
She's a real drummer.
We're from the Hot Box. We're a radio show based out of LA. So we're going around testing out musical products.
You'd be surprised at how many people do not want to be recorded.
Really? Why?
I have no idea.
Is that the purpose of the show?
I think so.
Yeah, like, I mean, we make bamboo drumsticks, so it's our first show, and we're trying to meet, like, artists and dealers and everything, and what better place to do it than here? And, you know, we came all the way from Hoboken, New Jersey, so.
Oh, cool, New Jersey.
Yeah. Yep.
What makes the bamboo special? Like, what qualities of the wood do you notice that help with making it a good solid drumstick?
That's a good question. We take bamboo and we shred it and we reassemble it and compress it. The more we compress it, the stronger it gets. So we create, like, we can cut like a stick that's similar to hickory but more sustainable, because we want trees in the world, and bamboo grows up to an inch and a half in some parts of the world in a day. So there's a little bit more of it to work with.
So these are kind of an eco-friendly drum set, stick.
Very much so, yeah.
And then I noticed the dark ones are a little heavier, it seems, than the light ones. Is there a difference or reasoning for that?
Yeah, because the lighter material means that we didn't compress it as much, so it's like a lot lighter, a little spongier. The more we compress it, the heavier it gets, and the more durable it gets.
All right, yeah, I like massy drumsticks.
Oh, really?
I like a lot of weight.
Try these.
She's gonna try another set. All right. Heavy. Yeah, she's about the heaviness of the wood and not the thickness, as I've recently found out.
Yep, you know.
Wood
matters, but, you know, bamboo has a little more flex to it. Might not hurt your hands so much. A little more responsive.
Are you a drummer?
I'm actually a guitar player. I founded the company because I've been touring and working as a session guitar player in New York City, and I've watched all my drummers breaking sticks. So I thought maybe I'd like some trees to stay in the world for a while.
I agree. And I always wonder about recycling drumsticks. Like, what do I do? Can I take them where I take normal paper and wood? I have a collection of, like, a bunch of broken them.
I'm gonna buy you a little tiny drumstick wood chipper. And then you can use that mulch in your garden.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I will.
Drummers should be able to heat their homes with broken drumsticks.
Yeah.
You know? Have like a drumstick fireplace.
Drumstick fireplace. It's happening, folks. We're just trying to keep reusing. And so this is, is it BOSO? Is that how you pronounce it?
BOSO.
Yeah. BOSO drumsticks. Handcrafted bamboo drumsticks at bosodrumsticks.com. They're located in New Jersey, but I guess you ship all over.
Yes, we will be.
How old are you guys?
We're literally brand new. So we've been about 4 years working on the product, get the material straight, but now we're coming into stores and we're excited. We're looking for artists, we're looking for stores, dealers, you name it. Try to get the word out there. The sticks are available on the website, so you can buy everything there.
BOSODrumsticks.com for your bamboo handcrafted drumsticks. Well, thank you, David. Welcome to LA for the weekend. All right. Mindy got a free little sticker. Dude, he just gave her a pair of sticks. Holy shit. Thank you, David. Amazing.
I'll give you a hard
one. Yeah. Our show is on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. on SkidRowStudios.com. We're a live podcast.
Radio station.
Awesome.
we host a show there. I also do the soundboard engineering. Like, I work there too.
Awesome, I'll check it out.
Cool, thanks, yeah.
Send me an email, let me know what you think.
All right, cool,
thank you. Awesome, thank you, David. Thanks a lot.
See you, have a good show.
Awesome. Damn, we just got some free sticks for Mindy. That's fucking great. All right, now we're two, young lady. Now that you have a pair of your own stick. All right, we're going to ask about, where are we? True Tuner. Hang on.
Hotbox Show at True Tuner.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hi.
They said hi. So what is this True Tuner business? She's a drummer.
What it does, it's a rapid head changing device. It allows you to change any size drum head, 8 to 16 inches, any lug pattern, all in one device. The way it works is there's a series of keys that you place on in the same direction. Then you line it up from the diameter. Then it's got color-coded lines to where you line the keys up, and they all fall into place. Okay. And then you loosen it up. So basically, it lets you do up to 10 things at once. And not only is it saving you time on how quickly it removes and replaces a drum head, but it stretches the drum head evenly. So that gives you even tension at each point, which is going to make the sound quality even all the way around. You just set it down, then you line them up straight like this. And
you guys can't tell, but he's tuning a drum head. I guess I should have told you that.
I can do this rather quickly. All of the lugs are being tuned at once, so just with like a little pumping of a handle, we're actually taking the drum head off within like about 30 seconds or less. Very quickly.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
I haven't seen this. That's why we stopped over here.
So it's a new gadget for Mindy. She's never seen it before. But yeah, basically, she told you what it is. I'm not as familiar, you know, but yeah. Mindy is.
This folds down, so the handle folds, so it fits in your cymbal case. Oh, yeah. It comes with 10 keys, a lifetime warranty on everything. It's made of clear polycarbonate, the same stuff as bulletproof glass, steel keys. Comes with a bag that clips on to keep track of everything.
Fucking sweet.
Cool, thank you. And we're the Hot Box. We're a radio show based out of LA.
So this is www.truetuner.com. You guys should check them out. It comes down, I'm sorry?
At the end of February, early March, you can buy it direct straight on the website.
Awesome. And once again, this is TrueTuner.com, and you guys are located in Virginia, or just you are?
Right. Located in Virginia.
Very awesome. So basically, there's a new way to tune some drums.
Yeah.
You into it? Are you into it?
I'm into it.
Good. Cool.
On Tuesday nights, we're live. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And we're putting together like all our interviews and reviews for like a live, our NAMM review. So we'll hit you guys up in there.
How much are these going to go for online?
$74.99.
$74.99, but you save money in the long run, kind of, right? Save time.
You can change any drum head in about a minute to a minute and a half compared to 6 minutes.
Yeah,
you can see yourself doing that. All right, well, thank you guys.
Drum rotten in their cellar. Take it out. Let us make something out of it.
So,
lamps,
we're right now in front of a drumature established in 2006. Mindy's a drummer, so basically I'm following her around today.
Well, that's what I was telling her. Every drummer's got a set of drums in their cellar, basement, rotting, been in a flood or whatever, been crushed. We'll take the ones that don't play that well anymore and make something else out of it.
A drum table.
I really like this drum table. It's adorable. It looks like a 50s diner. So drumature, basically you guys are just recycling old drum sets and making something new out of them, right? Cool. Very cool. Yeah, there's a little drum clock over there, it looks like.
Symbols of the shade.
The symbols. That's really, really cute. But yeah, so basically it's like drum furniture, drum set furniture. So you're all over that.
Yeah, awesome. I noticed Neil Peart has something to do with this.
He made a drum for a Neil Peart fan, and then he made a Freddie Gruber drum for Neil Peart, because Freddie Gruber is Neil Peart's idol. I don't know what to call him. And this was the quote when Neil Peart wrote Terry a thank you note.
Mindy uses Neil Peart's drumsticks.
There you go. Because he's the best.
He is the best. All hail.
747 Pro Mark.
747 Pro Mark.
He doesn't smile very much.
What?
He doesn't smile very much.
Neil Peart's kind of is he a grumpy boots?
Maybe.
Maybe.
A serious face.
He's a serious person. It takes a lot of sand, you know.
I'm like a happy little kid when I play drums.
Have you read any of his books?
He's an awesome author. You should read his books.
Neil Peart's a writer? I didn't know that. Wow. 5 books from Neil Peart.
We're learning new stuff.
Yeah. I had no idea that he wrote anything.
Anything we can take, that way we can mention you on our radio show.
Drumature, established in 2006 for all of your drum furniture needs. It's pretty awesome, actually. I like the idea. I really like this table. You guys can't see it, but just trust me that it's pretty awesome.
Imagine the receptionist at the Hard Rock restaurant. That's what you'd want to walk in and have a...
Totally. I agree. I concur wholeheartedly. So Minnie's taking a picture now. I think we're going to put the microphone away for just a second. Bye. You got it?
Here I am, connected with Mary. Oh, wait. I'm taking it over. Oh, and I'm drinking. The mic already smells like alcohol.
Thank you.
Will you hand me a straw, Jeremy?
Yeah, me too. Can you give me one too, do you mind?
Here we are, the Hotbox Gals.